For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're exploring some really important TikTok updates for us as marketers, including a TikTok shopping update that involves a brick and mortar space. Also, a new TikTok setting that some of us are going to want to turn off. It's one of those ones that's on by default, so we want to make sure that you are aware of it. And a lot of your TikToks may have been muted because of a problem that doesn't seem to be going away. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard. Host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, where we break down all the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you. It's a production from Social Media Examiner.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.
Today, I'm joined by Kenya Kelly. Kenya is a TikTok and Instagram Reels expert, runs a social media agency, and is host of the Kenya Kelly podcast. Kenya, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So this brick and mortar thing is bizarre because when you think of TikTok, obviously you think online, but this is in a sense a brick and mortar. What exactly is happening now with this TikTok live shopping? What is the latest thing all of a sudden they're throwing at us with this?
Basically, what TikTok is doing is kind of like their live shopping, but they are building brick and mortar spaces where creators are going to be able to come in and they're going to actually be able to go live, like not just going live, but like live shopping. So here are products and they're going to be able to be talking about them, reviewing them, kind of like a QVC type of deal, but it's going to be like tons and tons and tons of people that are able to be there in their own spaces doing live stream like productions, which I think is kind of crazy, but kind of awesome all at the same time.
The Chinese version of TikTok is already doing this and they released the photo of one of these places and it kind of looks like a overly crowded co-working space.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
And they're not even sealed off booths. So it reminds me of, you know, if you've ever been to a big media event and where they have the media circus, if you've never seen that, it's kind of like all of these people broadcasting next to each other and there's noise in the background and that's just kind of part of it. But interesting to see, and essentially it almost seems like they're getting free hosts for their 10,000 shopping networks because the hosts are obviously going to earn a commission as they kind of go through all of this.
Yeah, I was curious how they were going to do that with the noise, but I'm sure they perfected it in China or Singapore, wherever they are, wherever it has been. But I'm curious how they're going to do that here. I'm sure it'll be some kind of soundproofing booths or whatever.
Well, and the technology's gotten better as well in terms of, you know, having a microphone that doesn't pick up a lot of the other noise. But I also could think that, you know, might just be kind of like part of the energy, like, oh, we're here and, you know, it adds to it in that way too, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
When I was in radio, we would do live broadcasts and sometimes we would want to do our live broadcast from a place that was quiet. And other times we wanted it to sound like there were people around. So sometimes it's like, if you ever become a live streamer and you want to make it sound like it's loud, just go someplace loud. So if there weren't a lot of people there at the concert yet, we would go out in the parking lot or we just go somewhere. Or even if there was just janitorial staff making a ruckus,
wow,
just to like have something there. So
that's smart though. That makes sense.
Yeah. You don't want to, just don't discount the power of background noise in some of those situations. So, all right, a new setting that is on by default, you may want to turn off. We'll tell you about that here in just a second. But if you are looking to get original marketing insights, industry news, kind of like we talk about here on the show, delivered to your inbox each week, if you want to improve your marketing, make sure you subscribe to our Social Media Examiner newsletter. When you subscribe, you get access to what over 387,000 other marketers claim is their single source of daily marketing insights. So if you want to sign up, super easy. It'll only take you seconds. Go to socialmediaexaminer.com/subscribe and sign up today. Again, socialmediaexaminer.com/subscribe. So this next update also about TikTok shopping, and it's a setting called Identify Similar Products. So can you explain to us what that is first?
Yeah, for sure. So it reminds me of like shoppable content in Instagram. So basically, let's just say I have Lay's potato chips in a video or what have you. TikTok is going to be able to, of course, pick up the fact that what is happening in this video, like what's the product that's in this video. And if a creator has a button toggled on that says identify similar products, then what's going to happen is that TikTok is going to notify the person that is watching that they can actually find that product within TikTok Shop. Two things. I like the idea of it, especially because if you are a product-based business and you are selling things on the inside of TikTok Shop, well, now it's going to kind of drop even more traffic to the products that are on the inside of TikTok Shop. But then potentially as a creator, if I have it toggled on and I don't want that to happen, then potentially what could happen is that if I'm highlighting Lay's potato chips in a video just in general, then that may cause my video for people to like jump off my video and actually go to looking at the product versus continuing on in my content, you know, because we obviously want people to watch our videos all the way through, engage with us, what have you. But if everybody is getting like going to the similar product, are they really going to continue watching my content or kind of how is all that working? So there's a lot of different kind of layers to it that when I was reading about it.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see if maybe there'll be sort of a picture in picture or a split screen.
Yeah.
At least during like these live shopping streams so that, you know, if you do your job really well, everybody doesn't leave because they went to the, you know, went to the product. And this is that setting that is turned on by default. So, you know, as marketers and brands, we probably want to just give that some thought. On one hand, it was kind of like, well, if I'm showing my product, I don't want people to go see similar products.
Correct.
But on the other hand, if you have a, you know, a market distinction and, you know, if somebody's considering what to buy, how they're going to solve their problem, they're going to research other stuff anyway. So in that sense, I don't know. I would imagine if they went and saw similar products, they would still show the original thing on the screen or something like that.
Yeah, I think there's layers to it. I think that it reminds me of like on Amazon, when you go to buy something, it'll tell you similar products. And so we go, oh, do I want to pay this one that's $9.99 or this one that is $9.69? And then we might end up buying the other one. I can see that. I can see where TikTok would be using this as a means to get more product-based businesses onto the platform, like creating content and advertising, because obviously if a brand sees that they can, their products can be recommended by these videos that are coming, like that's a pretty big incentive.
Yeah.
But a couple of months ago, you and I had a conversation about the fact that TikTok is getting ready to launch its own products that are similar to US products. And I think that in the long run, I think this is, here is this product that is on screen and then TikTok has duped it. And here is the identified similar product. I think that that's kind of where it's headed, you know, just because we saw that months ago, but I'm not
conspiracy
sure.
Theory. Is that what I meant? You know,
just a little bit. Yeah.
It's a little bit. Well, you know, TikTok, I think, wants to do good things for its creators and clients, but they're not going to put their own interest ahead. So that, yeah, that would be an interest. Yeah. It's like, hey, by the way, here's this cheaper knockoff brand. So, well, if that happens, then I would definitely want to toggle it off if I was selling things on TikTok. So on our last TikTok episode, we talked about this issue where a lot of your old TikTok videos, if they had songs from Universal Music artists, they would be muted and it would be gone. And I've been hearing more about this in the last couple of weeks. And honestly, I thought this was going to be one of those big company media fights that we resolved in 10 days, but here we are and it still has not been resolved. Have you talked to a lot of people or brands where they're seeing, what do we do? Are we going back and trying to redo the videos with different audio or what?
So there's a lot of things that are happening. So the first thing is that everybody is definitely going, oh my God, when we realize how many of our videos have music attached to them that are now muted. And so you've got all of us that are looking at our own content, realizing I've got 50, 60, 100, 200 videos that are muted. So now we are having to go to all a scroll down to find a video that says muted and go and add a sound to that video. Because if we don't add a sound to the video, then if we're talking, it's completely muted. Like I had a video that had 3 million views on it and completely muted. And I had to add, you know, music back. So that's the first part. The second thing is people are starting to realize that like, maybe we should be creating more content that's not centered around music because it's still a great platform with or without the music, you know. But then you've also got the smaller artists that are part of a UMG, and they are like how much it really is impacting them on a grand scale because they are already small. They're not the big brands or big names of the world. So I think most people are just realizing that like they don't have control. I mean, we already knew that as marketers, but more people that are came into the marketing space are starting to realize how much power and control they don't have. And they're rethinking their strategies, not around music.
Well, I'm sure that TikTok would love nothing more than to have everybody use non-commercial music or AI generated music at some point, you know, assuming that it didn't kill their numbers, because then they don't have to pay, you know, any of these royalties at all. So maybe they're holding out on their side, being just as stubborn, but it's definitely something to keep in mind as you go forward. Cause I don't know, when I picture a video of an entrepreneur or a marketer dancing and there's no music, it's kind of like sometimes in horror movies, there'll be like an empty playground, but they'll have kids laughing in the background or whatever. Like there's a mismatch and it's like, this is unsettling here right now.
So
you were able to go back, since there was no talking in some of these videos, and just add a new song, and you could do that with yours?
Yeah. So the videos where I was talking that had millions of views, I had to go back and add a new sound, like a new sound music to it. Like, okay, so if the music is gone, it is your words are gone too. So then if you go and you add music, then your words come back, but you have to turn down the volume on that.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you had an original video where you were speaking and you added music, well, the whole thing got stripped. But then if you go back and you replace the music, your words come back. But it's just oftentimes like the music you're re-adding doesn't quite fit what the music was initially. So I just turned it all the way down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know that there's at least an option there. Because as we know, sometimes TikToks can still be getting views a year or more later.
100%.
Yeah. So, all right. Another TikTok update to be aware of. They're introducing something that's called Subspace. This is a new creator feature. So tell us about what Subspace is and how you can see it being used, Kenya.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different things going on with the Subspace. I honestly found myself being so enamored by it. For me, it reminds me of first when you go live on TikTok, you're live and everybody's in the same space commenting and chatting. And if you've never been a part of a TikTok live before, thousands upon thousands of people join live, because the way that TikTok pushes out live stream is something that no other platform does. What they're talking about with this is the number one thing they want with live stream is people giving gifts and then subscriptions. Because if people are paying a subscription fee to be a part of this creator's live stream space or what have you, the creator gets paid, but then TikTok gets paid as well. So they've really been pushing for creator subscriptions. And so what happens now with Subspace is that you can have it where it is restricted to only paid subscribers get access to this private chat. It reminds me of kind of like a Discord. Like you can only comment in this chat channel if you have access to this channel, or like a Patreon. And so if someone pays for the subscription, they can actually be inside of this Subspace where if you're live, the people in that space, they can all talk back to each other. They don't have to be a part of the broader group of people talking. But what they also have is that now you can do live streams just for your subscribers in that Subspace. Because, I mean, granted, you can do live streams now to your own subscribers, but I think that this separate space is really just differentiating between, like, here's a regular live and then here is a subscriber-only live.
Yeah. Well, and you brought up a great point about the lives on TikTok. I mean, they can get crazy distribution because they come up on the For You page.
Oh, yeah.
And we are seeing that now. YouTube is now letting you go live from your phone on a mobile device vertically, and it actually shows up in the Shorts feed, which I hadn't made that connection until you just said that about TikTok. But it is going to be something similar like that for discovery, which is really, really cool. All right. So when you're trying to decide which social media tool, editing tool, everything you're going to use, I mean, a lot of them are very, very similar. But Adobe Express has now added TikTok's Creative Assistant, which gives it a whole set of tools. So explain to us what Creative Assistant is for people that are maybe already using Express, or maybe they want to after this.
So when I looked at it, well, first, I didn't realize that you could create, because I'm not Adobe person, but I didn't realize you could create your videos on the inside of Adobe. I didn't know people were doing that. But what it seems like now is happening between TikTok and Adobe Express is that it's like its own kind of content creation machine is how I looked at it. It's like a ChatGPT type of ordeal where you can, of course, you can get prompts and video ideas, but you not only are getting, like, if you do a search or what have you, you're not only going to get video ideas in terms of just text or like the captions, you'll get that too, but it's going to actually show you videos. It's going to actually recommend videos for you as an example, which is why I think SEO is so key for this. And so when I looked at it, I said, okay, I am an Adobe Express user. I am looking for content ideas to talk about short video marketing. I can go into Adobe Express or the TikTok, the collaboration together. And it not only will give me ideas that are congruent with my prompt, but now TikTok is going to pull the top video ideas that go along with what I'm searching for. When I looked at it, it's like the video is right there embedded in. You don't really have to leave what you're doing in Adobe to get what you're looking for. I feel like this is a huge opportunity for brands and for creatives to, if they don't want to spend all of their time on TikTok, because people complain about that all the time, you can just actually find what you're looking for on the inside of Adobe Express, start creating, filming, and all the things. And then now you can schedule wherever you want to schedule.
Yeah. So it's kind of like an AI assistant, but it's incorporating stuff directly from TikTok in terms of trending and ideas and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That is really, really fantastic. So an update, I wanted to ask you about this because on our last TikTok episode, we talked about this thing where TikTok said, hey, if you post horizontal videos, landscape videos, like we would traditionally see on YouTube that are longer than 1 minute, we will give you boosted views within 72 hours of posting, which is a really good way to get us to do what they want, right? But now that we've gotten into this a few weeks, have you played with this or any of your clients? And just curious kind of what you've seen, if that's turned out to be true or what?
Yeah, it is definitely true, hands down. Initially, when I saw it, I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen with it. So I started creating one video a week, horizontal. And what I started to experience was that that one horizontal video is performing better than all of my shorts, especially over that 72-hour window. So now I'm still doing one horizontal video a week. And that is still one of the top videos that is not like just because it's searchable, but it's like what TikTok is pushing for me on my behalf. So I'm like, I feel like people should start doing that. Even if all your videos aren't vertical, just one video a week is definitely working.
And are you making a video specifically for TikTok versus just pulling a YouTube video or something like that?
Yes, I'm actually going into TikTok, shooting horizontal, uploading and all that.
Oh, recording it right there. And then how long are you making them? Because obviously they're saying anything over a minute is eligible.
I'm usually doing about two and a half minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not going 30 minutes
or anything. I'm not like an entertainer on the platform, so I'm an educator. So I'm like, Ken, you got to keep your story short and to the point, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious because I was like, oh, free reach. All right, let me try something. But I took one of my YouTube videos. It was landscape and put it up there. And it got about the same number of views as some of my other videos. But it was 5.5 minutes. But I was surprised that anybody watched to the end simply because I've never watched a video that long on TikTok myself. So it was like, you know, if the consumer behavior changes, then obviously TikTok is going to keep promoting this stuff. So,
for sure.
So we're coming off the US Creator Summit from TikTok, and they announced something called Creator Academy, my interpretation is this is, again, just another way to make marketers' job easier in terms of coming up with ideas and things like that. So what are you seeing as far as what this Creator Academy is going
to
be?
It used to be called the Creator Portal. Now they're just calling it the Creator Academy. And they're basically making it a lot easier for creators, brands, business people to learn what is TikTok and how to navigate the TikTok platform. Like, you know, resources, like articles about like what is what, video tutorials, videos teaching you how to create great content. They're teaching you about hooks. They're teaching you everything you need to know to be great on TikTok from a person standpoint, an entertainer, a creator, and or business person. I'm sure YouTube and some of them have it, but they are like, it seems like they're really, really understanding that people just don't know how to TikTok. And so they are really putting a lot of time and energy into making sure people know how to be on the platform.
Well, I think TikTok has the biggest uphill battle in terms of education because the primary format is not easy, right? Anybody can start an X account and write a few words. Anybody can start a Facebook account, an Instagram account, throw up a photo and be done. So it doesn't surprise me that they're doing that. And YouTube is a little more complex, but it's been around now for 19 years or whatever it is. So they're a little further along. So that's cool that they're adding that. And I think anything that makes it easier is a good thing for everybody. You and I have had many conversations about how TikTok is a search engine for many generations. It's where they go to search for education, products, obviously, information, different things like that. But just recently, someone from our team noticed that they were starting to prompt people to add the search widget to their phone screens. Have you seen that at all?
Yeah. So I only saw it because of the article. I hadn't seen people talk about it just yet, but I think it's rather smart. And that basically what it is that instead of you having to go directly on the inside of TikTok to do a search, now there's just a widget. It looks like it has the TikTok colors and it's just the magnifying glass. And you're able to put that on the home screen of your phone and you're able to search for what you're looking for on the inside of TikTok. I think that that is smart from a TikTok standpoint. I think it's smart in terms of their relationship with Google, how they partnered with, you know, all the searching and being able to find things on TikTok and on Google. I also think this is why it is so important that if we're creating content there, that everything is SEO keyword friendly, because those of us that do, as people add that widget, you're going to come up in search even the more.
So I have a question I have to ask you now. This just popped into my head. At Social Media Marketing World a couple of weeks ago, there was a beautiful presentation from a guy named Jeff Oxford all about SEO and Google. But he said something that made me think, oh, I wonder if this is true for TikTok as well. And what he said was that Google doesn't like analogies, because then it doesn't know what the content is about. So if I'm like, social media is like riding a horse, sometimes you get thrown off, but you just got to climb back up on that saddle, you know, then Google's like, is this about equestrianism or is this about social media?
Yes.
And because of, you know, not just TikTok, but YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, they've gotten so good at indexing content. But if they don't know what your, certainly your channel is about, but also your specific piece of content, it's much harder for them to serve it up to people. So do you think there's something to that, where analogies can hurt us in terms of both search and discoverability with our TikTok content?
Oh, for sure. It's kind of like, well, there's this two parts to your content on TikTok. So one, whatever you're saying and doing in your video, you can say analogies and all that in your videos and still have a great searchability if you have indexed your videos properly. So I have one of the top videos on TikTok that calls How to Go Live on TikTok. And I talk about a lot of stuff in that video. I use analogies in that video, but because my description, my hashtags, my text on screen says How to Go Live on TikTok, then when they search, they are finding me because I've indexed it properly, even though I'm talking about, I have analogies and all throughout the video.
Okay. So you feel like as long as especially title and caption are primarily about whatever your topic is,
100%.
You're going to be okay.
Yep.
Okay. Because yeah, I love analogies. They're a great way to teach. They're a great way to get people to remember your content. But as he was talking about this for Google, I was like, huh, I wonder if this is true otherwise. So I'm still going to play with it and test with it. It's just an excuse to come up with some other weird analogies and see what happens. But it was a really, really interesting point. So, all right, quick reminder, you can get the latest insights and news all about social media, kind of like we deliver here on this show. Just go to socialmediaexaminer.com/subscribe to subscribe to our newsletter. Again, socialmediaexaminer.com/subscribe. And Kenya, where is the best place for people to discover more about you?
Yes, you guys, you can find me. I have a podcast, the Kenya Kelly Podcast. I'm also on all social medias, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, all things Kenya Kelly.
All right. And if you like this show, two more podcasts for you to add to your listening lineup. One, the Social Media Marketing Podcast and the Marketing Agency Show. Find those in your favorite podcasting apps. And until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.